There was a, you see, when the Korean War broke out, just as we're getting started, we're already testing it anyway, we talk. But there was a question, can we continue? Or, I mean, with the Russians and the Chinese, the Koreans are sharing the same ocean.
Yeah.
Is it really safe to test it any we talk?
Right.
So the whole question was reopened. And I remember myself studying maps of the far north of Canada. And the trouble is, there isn't any place in the world where nobody lives except the ice caps. That's all there is. There's always somebody, mm-hmm. either transient or permanent. And having had that accident in 1952, in any we talk, I'm not quite sure I have the time sequence right, but you know, we were already getting sensitized about people.
The Japanese ships and
Japanese ship. Bravo was the Japanese ship, and it was
the island,
Marshall Islanders, at Ranjelap and Ranjarik.
Right.
And in the case of I guess it's Ranjelap, but I mean the one where most of the people were, it's a big atoll, 20 miles or so across. And the natives were at the north end, and they got 100 Redkins. The south end got a lethal dose, but they weren't there. They were in the north. I mean, it was just the other side of the atoll mm-hmm. from where they were living.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a close call. I mean, the Bravo thing could have been much worse than it was. And of course, people fought back. They always do. That's when we had these silly things coming out of Washington about sunshine units and the various kinds of discussions about how fallout's not so bad. It wasn't that we didn't know that it was harmful and that it happened, but the program seemed more important, and these people who are fussing about it, you know, get them off our backs. Not me, I'm mm-hmm. not talking about it. It was very common
mm-hmm.
that we can't let something like this stand in the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very bad, and it was an accident besides. You know?
Mm-hmm.